It's All Things Considered from Minnesota Public Radio News. I'm Tom Cran. And They Might Be Giants might be the only band I can think of who've appeared on Science Friday. That's not really a surprise to their many fans who love their smart and lately even scientific songs. And it may be hard to believe that it's been 20 years since this breakout hit from their album, Flood.
You can hear in the alley by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Just this summer, Flood hit the platinum sales mark. The longevity of the appeal of They Might Be Giants continues for a new generation now, as they focus on projects for kids, likely kids of their original fans. In September, they put out their fourth children's album. It's called Here Comes Science, and today they're in town to promote their newest sing-along kids book. It's called Kids Go, and tonight they'll perform for a 14-plus crowd at First Avenue. The founders of They Might Be Giants have joined me now in the studio. John Flansburg, welcome.
Hello, Tom.
John Linnell, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having us.
The darlings of public radio. How do you feel about that? It's good to have you here
radio. I like the founders thing.
It's very lofty, isn't it?
I want to have my bust sculpted right now for the hallway.
Is Kids Go, They Might Be Giants' answer to the childhood obesity problem? Because the book wants to get kids up and moving.
Well, the song actually was commissioned originally by the people at PBS, and very generously they let us expand it into a picture book for Simon & Schuster. So, yeah, it is. It is a pretty much a motivational disc. It's a picture book illustrated by this guy Pascal Campion. He's a very talented French dude, and it also includes a DVD with an animation that he did in it. So
yeah, right.
So Shoplifters of the World, check that out.
What got you interested in the first place in targeting projects for kids? Do either of you have kids? One of you does, right?
I've got a son, but that was actually at the time that we started doing this, that was kind of irrelevant. We really didn't take this idea of doing kids' music very seriously at the time. We made our first record, No, in between other projects we were working on, and it was really just a very fun project that seemed to us like it wasn't going to be heard by a whole lot of people.
No plus no equals no. All no's lead to no, no, no.
Is there a point where you have to look at it differently, or do you just write songs and then, hey, this one would be good for a kid's project, this one's good for, you know, quote,
I think
regular
there
album?
There have been some examples of that, right? We've taken some stuff that was written before we started doing kids' records and put that into the kids' show, and it works fine. And we also had a lot of cases of parents playing our music for their kids, finding it perfectly appropriate, whether or not it actually was. The transition was therefore pretty easy, because for a lot of the kids' music, we were just making up fun songs that seemed like they'd be perfectly okay for kids, but that parents could also like. That was more or less the idea of that first kids record.
It's sort of a subtle point. I mean, I think we know the difference. I think a lot of people, when they hear that we're doing children's music, I think assume that there's kind of a Rocky and Bullwinkle, like, two-level thing going on, which is actually not the case. I think, you know, we kind of think of the kids stuff. It's probably, you know, a rare situation where we kind of feel like we need to take responsibility for what we're doing, which is not, you know, it's kind of a recessive trait among people in rock bands to go like, we gotta just kind of do the right thing here and make some stuff that really works for kids. But it's definitely an assignment, you know. It's not as freeform, and also the fact that there's you know, an educational component to it. You know, we really don't want to get, you know, called out as being reckless about that stuff.
In what way?
Well, just like, I mean, you're dealing with the science record, you know, dealing with like real stuff.
From the Big Bang to DNA, science is real. From evolution to the Milky Way.
So you got to make sure your facts are right.
Yeah, and it's actually very difficult. I mean, we had a consultant. We did a fair amount of sort of fact checking on things. And even then, there's a couple of bloopers on stuff that came in at the end of the deadline, and it's really terrible. I mean,
those pesky PhDs.
Pesky Science Teachers of America who are like pointing out that we're undermining their definition of hypothesis versus theory, which is completely valid and is actually what the topic in one of the other songs on the record.
It's a thankless job. We've gotten a lot of hateful, angry comments on the YouTube videos that have been put up. Which I guess is pretty much normal on YouTube.
But, well, I was going to say, yeah.
Right.
But from scientists, it's a little surprising.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. John Flansburgh and John Linnell are the founders of They Might Be Giants.
Yes.
Do you like that term?
Yes.
We are the owners and operators as well.
And they are operating tonight at First Avenue's main room. Starts at 6 o'clock. It's a 14-plus show in Minneapolis. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.